This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government will soon constitute a high-level committee for public sector banks. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said this after inaugurating the two-day public sector bank conclave in New Delhi today. The finance minister added that the committee will decide the future course of banking reforms by taking up issues and recommendations. She further noted that bankers will set the tone of Viksit Bharat. The conclave brings together the leadership of public sector banks and public financial institutions to deliberate on key priorities, emerging opportunities, and the evolving landscape of the banking and financial sector. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar will launch the Electoral Literacy Club, ELC 2.0, in Patna today. This initiative is being seen as an important step towards giving a fresh impetus to electoral literacy, digital engagement, and meaningful participation of citizens in democracy. 12 people have been killed in two separate incidents of stampede in Bihar and in West Bengal. In Bihar's Lakhisarai district, 7 women devotees have died in a stampede at the Ashok Dham temple today during the third Monday of the holy month of Sawan. A large crowd of devotees had gathered for the ritual Jalabhishek of the deity when the incident occurred. More than 10 devotees have been seriously injured. The critically injured have been referred to Patna Medical College Hospital, while others are being treated at the district Sadar Hospital. Chief Minister Samrat Chaudhary has expressed grief over the incident and directed the administration to ensure prompt and proper medical care for the injured. He also announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each to the next of kin of the deceased. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh expressed grief over the loss of lives due to the stampede in Lakhisarai, Bihar. Mr. Modi prayed for the speedy recovery of the injured. The Prime Minister assured that the local administration is assisting those affected. The Defence Minister also prayed for a swift recovery of the injured and wished everyone affected by the incident to stay strong and patient at such a difficult time. In West Bengal, at least 5 people have died and several others have fallen ill after a fire broke out at a hotel near Tarapit police station in Birbhum district in the early hours this morning. According to reports, the fire first broke out at the hotel's reception and quickly spread through the 4-story building. Most of the guests were asleep when the fire broke out. Assam Chief Minister Dr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma today released interim financial assistance to flood-affected families in the 4 worst-hit districts of Shivasagar, Golaghat, Jorhat and Charaideo. Speaking to media, Dr. Sarma said flood waters have receded in these districts and relief and rehabilitation efforts have been intensified. He said 15,000 rupees has been released for each of the nearly 1 lakh flood-affected families. The BWF Badminton World Championship begins at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. The tournament will continue till the 23rd of this month. Indian shuttlers will begin their campaign at the BWF Badminton World Championships today at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi. In the women's singles, former world champion and 9th seed PV Sindhu will be up against Sophia Noble of Ireland, while the women's doubles duo of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand will face Paula Lopez and Lucia Rodriguez of Spain in the first round. In the evening, Indian debutant Ayush Shetty will face world number 1 and defending champion Shi Yu Chi of China in the men's singles category. In men's cricket, hosts Sri Lanka were 99 for 5 in their first innings against India at lunch on day 3 of the opening test of the series at the Gal International Stadium. Earlier today, India were bowled out for 462 in their first innings. Their total was anchored by Devdutt Padikkal's outstanding knock of 167 runs. KL Rahul contributed 82 runs, while Dhruv Jurel scored 51. In the FIH Hockey World Cup, Indian men's team will take on England in their second Pool D encounter at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen in the Netherlands this evening. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 0.5% lower in forenoon trade. Today, the Sensex shed 515 points to 77,494, while the Nifty dropped 123 points to 24,243 when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.